And now the game where we put people to the test, even though nobody cares if they fail. It's called Not My Job. So Clay Aiken was a very well-behaved, very religious kid who grew up in Raleigh, and he wanted to work with kids. Then on a whim, he walked into the auditions for season 2 of American Idol wearing his little glasses and his spiky hair and his stripy shirt, and he got a ticket to Hollywood. He came in second that year, but went on to have a fantastic career. We are so excited to see him compete yet again, this time on our show. Clay Aiken, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Now, what I read is true, that you actually didn't want to audition for American Idol. You were going to audition for another reality show?
Well, I had considered it. I don't know if I would have wanted to come in second on that one or not. I was going to go out for Amazing Race because I just loved that show, and
sure,
I had not actually watched American Idol before.
Now, I saw just recently your audition on video for American Idol. Apparently, it is very famous. And for those who haven't seen it, can you describe how you look when you walk into that audition?
I feel like I have suppressed that memory, so I'm not sure if I can comment.
Well, I can describe. So you're this skinny kid. You look about 16 years old.
I had gone to the guest store at Crabtree Valley Mall, which is in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And I thought I was walking in the high fashion place, and I had no idea how to dress myself, and so I went to one of the people working at the Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh and said, "You know fashion, pick out an outfit for me."
Oh my God. So you have this sort of baggy, stripy shirt, and you got these teeny glasses, and describe your hair at that time.
Well, it was self-done, that's all I can say.
All right. So you walk into the
what's a cut like Wayne's World.
Exactly. And you walk in
and the vacuum thing.
And there's Simon Cowell, the meanest man in show business, and Randy Jackson, and they're sitting there. And I have to say, Simon Cowell gives you a look of such disdain. And I believe he says to you something like, "What are you doing here?" And then you sing. And he's sort of staring at you with kind of suspicious wonder. Because he's obviously very impressed.
And the way everyone looks at me. That's the way I look at myself.
Really?
With suspicious wonder.
Yeah. And did you feel, do you say to yourself, that I showed you Simon Cowell?
Well, in fact, they tell you, if you watch the raw footage, I believe I actually said, he said, "Do you think you could be the next American Idol?" And I said, "You had some good talent but I think I could be up there, number one, number two at least."
And
I just... That's the secret for you right there. Speak it into existence, and that's exactly what I did. I came in second, like I told I would.
Well, you after you finished American Idol, you got a record deal, and you had a great career, and we heard that your fans are known as Claymates, part of the Clay Nation. Is that right?
Yeah, they have called themselves that a few times in the past, and I have trademarked it just in case I want to use it.
Really? You have trademarked the term Clay Nation?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do I have to give you 14 cents now?
Grab it away from me.
Yeah. But Claymate? How about Claynadians?
Claymate is trademarked there, yeah.
Claymate.
They're Claysians, too.
Claysians?
Yeah, his Asian fans.
Your Asian fans are called Claysians?
That's fantastic.
Are people who steal your records called Claypedomaniacs?
Hey!
Hey!
So do you feel comfortable with this America's Favorite Loser tag? Are you gonna run for office again?
Well, I should say, of course.
Am I ever gonna win? Is that what you want to ask?
For people who don't know, I think it was 2012, right? Clay ran for Congress, United States.
2014, last year.
2014, excuse me. Of course, yes. Time goes on. Against
Renee Elmers,
who we now call Representative Renee Elmers. So you know what happened. And I was in the 2nd District here in...
Not all we call her.
Yeah, okay. Well, how...
Still running.
Let me ask you a question. Given the choice, would you rather go through American Idol again or a congressional race? Which was more pleasant?
That's pretty easy. Idol was certainly more enjoyable.
Yes.
But I think the congressional race was more important. So,
right.
You know, it's they both have their benefits and they both have their strengths.
What is... We've heard about having to raise money all the time and giving the same speech all the time. What is like the most annoying thing about running for Congress that we don't know about?
The fact that everywhere you go, people have food for you, and it is fried, and if you don't eat it, you're rude. So I gained 30 pounds while I was running the contest.
Really?
Seriously. I have since lost it, thank God. But, you know, the district that I ran in, which the people in the audience will know, a lot of the food in those parts of the state is damn good. And I ate all of it. It is, everything is fried. Everything's fried or battered or something, and it's delicious, and I indulged completely.
Clay, let me ask you, what are the odds that you're going to run again?
I think that I will probably run again for something at some point in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He just declared on our show.
Yeah. And your campaign slogan should be, finally, let him win something. Well, Clay Aiken, we are delighted to talk to you. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Clay Nation, meet Clay Mation.
Since you're the founder of Clay Nation, registered trademark... We thought we'd ask you about claymation. That's the animation technique that gave us Gumby and Davy and Goliath and lots of other shows I watched as a kid because they were the only things on. We'll ask you three questions about the wonderful world of claymation. Answer two of them and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. Bill, who is Clay Aiken playing for?
Will Walker of Raleigh, North Carolina.
There you go. Hey, neighbor, potential voter. So we'll start out with Gumby. That's the big green slant-headed character, famous in the 60s. Although off the air for decades, his legacy lives on as when which of these happened? A, the late 90s fad called Gumby Yoga, in which you trained to bend yourself as if you were entirely made of rubber. B, in 2011, a man tried to rob a San Diego 7-Eleven dressed as Gumby, but failed when his giant rubber hands kept him from grabbing his gun. Or C, Gumby has inspired a hot new fashion trend, which are plastic hair extensions that make you look like your head is flat, a foot high, and slanted to the right.
I'm going to go with B, just to kind of...
You're right.
...thing that a criminal would...
In fact, that's what happened. We featured it on this show when it did. All right. Another famous claymation character was the Noid. He appeared in a lot of Domino's Pizza ads in the 80s. The Noid was a little creature, and his mission in life was to ruin Domino's Pizza. But he was suddenly pulled from the ads when what happened? A, Domino's discovered that most people hated their pizza so much they were rooting for the Noid. B, back in 89, a man named Kenneth Noid, upset the character was making fun of him, took several Domino's employees hostage. Or C, Domino's was successfully sued by exercise guru Richard Simmons for stealing his likeness for the Noid.
I feel like I've heard about this guy named Noid, so I'm going to go with B again.
You're right. It was, in fact, that's what happened. A guy named Kenneth Noid took patrons hostage, demanded free pizza. They captured him and took him away. So you have one more question. This is a really great bit of claymation trivia. We remember perhaps some of the most famous claymation characters. Those were the California Raisins. I don't know if you remember this. Priority Records had their first number one hit with a cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Get it? The Grapevine. What did Priority Records put out next? A, nothing. The head of the label said, I'm sorry what I've done to music, and folded the label. B, they had a failed attempt to capitalize on the claymation character craze, a cover of I'm Too Sexy by a claymation group called the Oklahoma Wheatberries. Or C, NWA's Straight Outta Compton.
I feel like C would be the most preposterous and therefore maybe the right answer.
Is that what the one you're going to go for?
I think I'm going to go with C.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Priority Records went right immediately from California Raisins to gangster rap. They did NWA Straight Outta Compton. They released Ice Cube Records. Snoop Dogg became their creative director. Bill, how did Clay Aiken do in our quiz?
Finally, Clay. You won big. You're champ.
Does someone have a tiara for the man? Come now.
Please.
Clay Aiken is...
I've got plenty of my own, don't worry.
Clay Aiken is a star who got his start on American Idol. You can see his documentary about his life and work, The Runner Up, on EsquireTV.com. Clay Aiken, thank you so much for joining us.
If one day you discover him, broken down, he's lost everything.
In just a minute, Bill introduces us to his favorite photographer, Annie Schnauzerwitz. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.